I don't get the urge to go up there very often. Now that I think about it, the last time was when I got nostalgic just before I had that freak slot machine accident in Vegas. I guess in a way the good old attic kind of marks my lifeline for me. Oh, how cool is that? My Tonka truck with the trusty titanium trunk and all-weather rubber Rasta tires. I miss chasing after old Bosco the dog with that thing. Whoa, gubba gubba hey. It's my Didi Ramon coin bank that plays Beat on the Brat every time I put in a penny. I'll bet I could make a killing on eBay with that thing. Hey, wait a minute. What's that? Oh, my Lord. I thought I got it all the last time, but it's back. Oh, it's so forbidden in you. I love it. Oh, here I go. I give it. I admit it. It's why I came up here to...
The Menace's Attic.
Home to music you've never heard together before and probably never will again.
Hey, you know what? My partner Debbie got me the best birthday gifts. What does that have to do with SOS Band from Atlanta, Georgia, who went to number 55 in 1983 with Just Be Good to Me? Well, I'll tell you. I got two gifts. One was an 808 synthesizer, featured on that track, and of course, Sexual Healing by Marvin Gaye, and Planet Rock by Afrika Bambaataa, and many others. Okay, not a real 808, but this really cool t-shirt that's got the 808 keys on the front, the color keys, and more stuff on the back. It's pretty cool. And then there was a Swatch Punk Rock watch, which will come into play later in the show, I think. But that isn't, well, it sort of connects. Because, you know, when you're doing six decades of rock and roll by theme and you're Dennis the Menace, and it's The Menace's Attic, and it's episode number 846, this show has a distinct New York influence since I just returned from there. Though there's a lot of UK in the mix and even some Zen vibes. I have a feeling that using vibe as your mantra won't really transcend beyond a couple of mantras, though. Never mind. Don't even try. We do this live from the Menace studio, and as you can tell, we've done it 846 times, and occasionally we get it right. This is a good show. This, as usual, has lots of personal stuff in it. My travels to New York and, well, a special exhibit, and the only thing to do is to get right to set number one. Last week was a replay for two reasons. One, because I completely lost my voice, and two, because I wasn't here. So there you go. Set number one for The Menace's Attic. Or in this case, it could be exhibit number one. A little thing called If You Make It to New York Before the Fall. The David Bowie exhibit is a must-see and listen.
some delusion.
Computer has the evidence, no need to abort. The countdown starts. Watching in a trance, the crew is certain, nothing left to chance. All is working, trying to relax. Up in the capsule, send me up a drink. Jokes, Major Tom. The count goes on.
Around and around and around is all.
ever say to me? I want to make a good run. I wanted to go to the moon. I knew that it had to be fun. I told him to send me real soon. I wanted to be a spaceman. I wanted to be it so bad. But now that I am a spaceman, I'd rather be back on the pad. Hey, Mother Earth, would you bring me back down safely to sea? Around and around and around and around is just a lot of lunacy.
Down.
Round and around and around and around and around, safe on the ground.
If you make it to New York before the fall, the David Bowie exhibit is a must-see and listen. Set number one for the Menace's Attic, six decades of rock and roll by theme. It's called David Bowie Is. It is at the Brooklyn Museum. We spent 3 hours. Probably could have spent more. That does not count, of course, the souvenir shop, which I managed to emerge unscathed, wallet intact. Most people didn't. Set number one for the Menace's Attic. You would think that it's going to be an entirely Bowie show. And that's very tempting, but a little more. And then it just weaves its way through as it always does. Number 23, 1972, Harry Nilsson with Spaceman. Peter Frampton on guitar on that one. Peter Schilling definitively inspired, obviously, by Space Oddity by Bowie. 1983, number 14. Sometimes we play the German version. Sometimes we play the English version of Major Tom Coming Home. Mr. Bowie from Low, number 69, 1977. Don't You Know About Sound and Vision? So many things have been borrowed from that track. And 1957, one of the first influences on David Bowie, Richard Wayne Pennyman, otherwise known as Little Richard, and Lucille. It's the Menace's Attic. I've said that about a billion times, haven't I? It's Dennis the Menace. How many times have I said that? How many times have we said we do this live from the Menace studio and bring it to you in Concord, California, and Malibu, California? And Colorado, I always forget exactly what town NDSF is in, or city. We bring it to you on Anhau FM in New Zealand and Bombshell Radio in Toronto. And there's probably someone listening on Mars. I just don't know who it is. And even if I did, I wouldn't tell you. Okay? Good. All the volumes are up. That means that when I hit the buttons, things will happen as we get into set number two. a little thing called, this is true too. Everything on this show is true. Sorta, kinda. While I was at Amoeba Records finding a few Bowie things I didn't own, I came upon his partner Freddie's band and realized I didn't have a couple of things as zeros and ones.
You're the best. Hello,
While I was in Amoeba Records finding a few Bowie things I didn't own, I came upon his partner Freddie's band and realized I didn't have two things as zeros and ones. So number two for the Menace's Attic, David Bowie's Station to Station remastered. Oh man, that sounded so good. So hard, well, obviously so hard to pick Bowie songs, but those, the ones I've played on the show, just kind of stuck in my headphones from the Bowie Is exhibit at the Brooklyn Museum. I forget when it ends, but even if you're in New Zealand, it's worth a trip to New York. I think, anyway. TVC 15, David Bowie, King. We play Love and Pride probably more than any radio show or any human in the universe. And that was from an album appropriately titled Bittersweet that I never owned, and I just found it. Now I do. Paul King and King. It was their last recording, and the single was called Alone Without You. And Paul King, a short-lived career, went on to become an MTV VJ. He had the perfect hair. You've got to see the hair. It's unbelievable. Mercury Rev. You'll see how this connected, of course. Well, I'll tell you. Freddie Mercury, Queen. Mercury Rev from the soundtrack of the film Laurel Canyon. A very different mix of In a Funny Way. And Queen from A Night at the Opera. I could not resist a digital remastered version of You're My Best Friend, which went to number 16 in 1976. Requests. I know, that wasn't even a full sentence. So I'm going to continue with less than full sentences. Make them, pick one, get a monologue written, pick two or three or four, get the monologue, and get some goodies from the Menace Closet. No dust bunnies in the mix. That last thing might have been a full sentence. Dennis at menaceattic.com, MENACEATTIC.com. Use it well, and good things will come to you. Today on Bad Taglines, as we get into set number three for the Menace's Attic. Okay, this is true. Once again, it's time to dispense with the formalities and admit that summer is the most powerful and popular of months.
Take me away. It's summertime, 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 summertime. Well, shut them books and throw away. Say goodbye to dull school days. Look alive and change your ways. It's summertime. Well, no more studying history and no more reading geography and no more delgy on the tree because it's with all romance. Oh man, this jive has me in a trance because it's summertime. It's time to head straight for the mills. It's time to live and pass and thrills. Come along and have a ball, a regular, a free-for-all. It's summertime.
It's summertime, summertime, some, summertime, 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 some, summertime, 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 some, summertime,
summertime, summertime, some, summertime, summertime. It's summertime!
Jeez, get some end dust up here, will ya?
The menace is out.
Gone without a kiss, in the glare of the endless night, seeing you by race, it's gone without a kiss.
It is time to dispense with formalities and admit that summer is the most powerful and popular of months. But it's actually a season, so I cheated there. Hey, we're almost out of time. I gotta move here. Really quickly. Power pop band Pez Band, rare track called Love Goes Underground, 1910 Fruit Gum Company. You know that Indian Giver track. The Jamies, hit in 1958 and 62, 26 and 38 on the charts respectively, Dorchester, Massachusetts band. That was it for them. Summertime, Summertime, and No Sarah on Sleepy Bag Records on Upper Broadway, 1987, went to 84 with Summertime, Summertime. Okay, we better get to set number four, or we're never going to make it. And this is a true fact, once again, boys and girls. Because I'm originally from New York, when I'm there, I never feel like a tourist. I get into the Eurythm within seconds after I arrive, and I guess Superman feels the same way everywhere he goes, except perhaps Katz's Deli. favorite, Annie Lennox. Original band, The Tourists. Cover of I Only Want to Be With You. And The Clink, Superman. No, R.E.M. didn't do it originally. They did. Thanks for listening to The Menace's Attic. We'll do it again next week. You go.